Hello. Hi, my friends. Are we friends yet? Are we friends already? I came out here to celebrate successes today. Why? Because I am riddled with anxiety. If you listened to the previous episode, in this time and space, I'm having challenges letting go of my website. When fear is driving the bus, I feel like I've ruined my website. And when love is driving the bus, of course, everything's great. So when I'm awake and with it, hello, love is driving the bus. And when fear tries to take the wheel, you know, the love brigade is like, nah, step aside. Love is driving. And then nighttime happens. And all the stuff that maybe I've been pushing away throughout the day gets to float to the surface and bubble up and pop in my brain through the night. When it's hot, I don't sleep very well, typically. Last night, I did not sleep well. So I was up often, and when I would wake up, not only was DJ Amanda playing, I've always got a little DJ up in my head who's spinning tracks. It was Bruno Mars last night, and you never know what song it's going to be. It's pretty interesting. Anyway, braided in with the Bruno Mars, anxiety, fear, that awful feeling in my stomach. But I didn't let it grow, okay? So I'm like, okay, this is anxiety. This is fear of the future. This is my brain making up stuff and me getting upset about it. So what I did through the night, and I mean through my life, I'd wake up, I'd have the crappy feeling, and I can tell if I think all these thoughts and really dive into this, the pit in my stomach is going to grow. I don't want to beat this beat into my vibration. I don't want to add this to my song. It's already here though, so it is here. Okay, Amanda, you're afraid. You're feeling anxiety. Now, what thoughts are going to help you shift back to now and to love? You know? So I'd play around with those thoughts. I would think something and that wouldn't really help me. And then I'd think something else and that wouldn't really help me. And what happened last night, what helped the most through last night, I'd say to myself, oh, Amanda, trust life. And you'll be free. You are free, Amanda. Trust life. Trust life. You were guided to do absolutely everything. And you are listening. And I'm like picturing myself kind of like almost like an illustration of myself just walking forward freely and shedding, you know, shedding not necessarily my skin, but just shedding all those negative thoughts, anxiety, you know, thoughts of the past and of the future, and just really freely walking into love and freedom. Totally trusting. Letting go. So that helped me last night too. I said, just let go, Amanda. Let go and trust life. Walk on. Walk on to freedom. So I think it's important to play around with the words and the thoughts and actually see which ones work. You know, affirmations, if you don't believe them, aren't going to work. I mean, maybe eventually you'll believe them if you say it over and over again, but, you know, find something to say that actually shifts how you feel. And sometimes an image will come to mind, right? Doesn't need to be words. Like I said, I kind of had this cartoon-ish image of me just walking and feeling free and trusting life, you know, and marching on in love, knowing I've done everything right. Just keep listening and just keep letting go. I found a way to get through my anxiety last night and continue to fall asleep. Yes, I continued to wake up, but I continued to fall asleep. And that pit in my stomach did not grow. It's not there right now. And I'm really happy about that. You know, I want to honor myself and my feelings. I also want to feel good. So I was curious about this feeling. I kind of know. Oh, someone told me, what's the RAIN technique? Recognize, I'm guessing. Recognize the feeling. Maybe accept it. Okay, I recognize that I'm nervous and scared that I screwed up my website where I post my schedule, which is changing right now, by the way. It's so exciting. Thursdays are going to Wednesdays and Tuesdays are starting up. So I have a brand new schedule. So of course, typically I would tell everyone and their brother to go to my website. But right now, it's down as far as I know. So I'm not going to do that. So it's putting me in this different space. How do I advertise a class without my website? Well, yeah, of course I can use social media. I'm going to make flyers, guys. I'm going to make some flyers. Go stand next to the gals raising money for their dance competitions and hand out flyers. I'm laughing, but I'm kind of serious. I don't think I'll be standing. I'll be bopping around and handing out flyers. And then when people come to class, I can have some flyers for them to take home with the schedule on it. And when the schedule changes, I can make new flyers. And I love scrap paper. I love making lists. And I love cutting the paper into the shape of leaves and writing down the best thing that happened to me each day and adding it to the tree on my wall. I've missed a few days. I'm going to go back through, see the past few days, and write down the highlights. It's a great exercise. I talked about this tree on one of the episodes. I will, I'm sure I'll do it again. So, I came out here this morning with my lemon water. I'm going to sip some. Yes. That's good for my body, right? I bought some organic lemons and limes and strawberries and kiwi and pineapple yesterday for my body. I also did something I said I'd never do again, because I know whenever I say I'll never do that, I know I'm going to do it. Never say never. It's foolish, right? And I know that I said never say never, which means I'm going to say never. So I said, I'm never buying a size 16 again, which is so silly. A number. All clothes are different sizes anyway. All bodies are different sizes anyway. The numbers don't mean anything. Love yourself. Love your body. Do what feels good. But silly Amanda, you know, who used to be 250 pounds, doesn't want to be that anymore and doesn't want to start buying bigger sizes and gather momentum that way. That makes sense, Amanda. What makes more sense is to buy myself a pair of shorts that are so comfortable and I love them and I feel good. So I bought myself a pair of $9.99 Levi's at Rennie's. A main adventure. Yes, I shopped local. And I mean $10. Again, we spend this in a drive-thru. If you go to a drive-thru, you spend the $10. You spend the $20. Buy the shorts. Who cares what size they are? buy the domain name. Who cares if you even have a website to go with it? You're taking action. Doing things that are good for you. So good for my body, organic produce. Good for my body, right now, a size 16 shorts. Loving my body. So I bought that fruit yesterday in the morning after I ditched my family. Not really, but right. They all had their lives. They're all off to their lives. And I was me. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to the store. I am not a fan of supermarkets usually. I like the smaller stores, but I didn't feel like driving to Lois's. So I said, you know what? I'm going to pop into Hannaford. Sometimes I can find good organic fruit here. And that's what I want. It's hot outside. I want to love on my body. I've got my shorts on. I need fruit. I went to Hannaford and I found some great fruit. I was really happy. I didn't bring a bag with me, so I just came out with armfuls of fruit, feeling really, really good. And also pretty hot, because it's pretty hot here right now. For me anyway. So I get in the car and I message a friend who is also a big fan of organic fruit. And I said, hey, I'm thinking of you. I love you. Check out all this great fruit I got. And she was like, yes. And on my way home, I thought of another friend who I'm like, I'm making her a fruit salad. And she doesn't even know it yet. She works right up the street. I'm not even asking her. I'm just going to go up and give her fruit salad because I love her. So I'm thinking about this as I pull up to my house, and as I'm getting out of the car, I look on my deck and there's a box. And I'm confused because, like, I don't know, it's early. I was just here. Deliveries don't happen this early. Okay. Has someone left me a baked good? And then I don't know, for some reason I was like, is there wildlife in that box? I don't know. I'm like, what is this box? So I approached the box and it's taped up and it looks unmarked. And so then I'm like, is it a bomb? And then, I explore the box a little bit and I do see a label. And it has the name of the friend that I was just coming home to make fruit salad for. So I dropped to my knees and I opened up the box. And I had a gift inside. Something I'm celebrating. I celebrate it all day. I'm celebrating it all day today because it makes me feel really, really good. My friend took the logo a dancer made, the picture she drew of me and my dance bun and growing roots and wings, and she put it on a hat for me. And I don't know if I will remember to ask her, or maybe if you're listening, did I tell you that I wanted a trucker hat? Because I did. I don't remember when or why or who, but I remember distinctly just saying, I need a trucker hat. Oh, and actually, my friend, I want a trucker hat with your logo on it. I've got to get permission from my friends to just say their names because I just want to blast them right now. Well, keep an eye out for a Manu Cheri trucker hat as well. Anyway, I took a picture. Actually, I took a video of me. I didn't know it was in the box. So I set my phone up as well. And I was like, well, let's get this on film. And I'll take a screenshot of the video. And I'll use that as the cover art. So you'll get to see my hat. You'll be seeing it. I'll be wearing it. Okay, so wait, let me continue the story. Okay, so I see this hat. I'm through the moon. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. It's a pink trucker hat with art made for me. It's all homemade. There's so much love. There's so much homemade. There's so much yumminess. I love it so much. And so throughout my morning, I just kept popping it on and off and saying thank you to her. And I did admit to her that I was going to make her some fruit and I'll bring it up to her unless, you know, like miraculously she has a break and can come down here. And of course, miraculously, she did have a break and she did come down here and we got to sit in front of the AC together for a little bit. She said, "Call me crazy. Is the logo off center on the hat?" I said, "Oh yeah, it's way off actually. You can see the markings on one side. You can see like the guidelines." And if you know my friend, when she does things, she does them right. She's quality. And so I'm sure she's just dying knowing that she gave me a crooked hat. I love it more than anything. It's better that it's crooked. I wouldn't have had it any other way. You know, I didn't notice it. And I fell in love with it so much. And then I like fondled it all day. And I did notice the guidelines. And then she says, "Call me crazy. Is it off center?" And I look at it. I'm like, "Oh yeah, it's way off center." Just like me. And, you know, she said, "Oh, I planned for a better product for you." And I said, "Well, I love it. I think it's perfect. And from what I hear, I was told a long time ago that when something is perfect, the gods will take it. The gods want it. So it's always good to have a mistake, to have a misstitch, to have a snag, to have it off. The gods will leave it alone. It's not perfect." That's just a story. I know it's perfect. It's perfect for me. The perfect situation. And the perfect situation, too, for my friend to, right, let go of the version of herself that is really upsetting. The fact that she gave a crooked hat. But I said, "Hey, get a refund. You know, let them know. Talk to it. Maybe my free gift is your free gift. Maybe it's a free gift for everyone. And maybe it'll be a free gift for the person who made it because they will learn from this situation." So when my friend came to visit, she said, "Hey, I did get a refund, by the way. I let them know that I was unhappy with, you know, I told them what happened. And, you know, I didn't leave a review. I contacted them first, you know, and, you know, they made it right. They gave me a refund. And how lovely. I get a wonderful gift that I'm in love with. And actually the off-center makes it better, makes it a better story, makes it a better gift. I love it even more. And I love my friend even more. It makes the whole scenario better for both of us. And, you know, and she was able to realize, hey, I can give a crooked hat and it can really work out. It can really work out for everybody. It can be a free gift, a free learning experience for the Etsy owner, you know? All that is in my head right now is, it's in the not wanting. It's when you're not wanting, when it feels so good. When I was given that hat, how could I have wanted anything? I didn't. When I think about my website, I want it so badly to be fixed. It creates a feeling of lack, incomplete, in flux. I think when we get what we want, it feels good because there's a moment where we don't want anything. So what happened yesterday I locked down my dance space. Tuesday nights are on, baby. Yeah. So I lock down the dance space. I'm happy. I want nothing. Usually this feeling would last for a very long time. Like the hat. The hat feeling lasted all day, practically. I didn't want anything yesterday. Until at night, when my real wants and desires, I want my website fixed, came to the surface. So the wanting of that kind of overshadowed the not wanting that I got from getting my dance space, right? I got what I wanted, but then I immediately wanted something else and it kind of ruined it. I can of course get back there with my feelings. I can reopen the hat and be there. I can put the hat on, you know, and feel that. And I will be doing that. I'll be reminding myself, like I said today when I came out here, I'm out here to celebrate success. And hey, while we're out here, you hear those sirens? Put your hand on your heart, please. Close your eyes if you're not driving, please. Breathe in. Expand your heart. Send your heart energy to where those sirens are going. Right now. Go. Thank you. I had some tears form. I could feel a lot of energy shifting around. I still have my hand on my heart. And I realize I may have blown into the microphone. I forgive myself. So in that moment, I wasn't experiencing wanting. I very clearly had my hand over my heart. I was tapped into myself, breathing, expanding my energy and my heart, and sending it where it needs to go. I'm paying attention. Here comes the train. I told you I was paying attention. So as I was talking, I was hearing those sirens. And in came the awareness that said, stop, hand over heart, breathe. So that's another way to get to the not wanting. Make someone a fruit salad. Go help somebody. Or maybe just put your hand on your heart and see how much light you can pump into that sucker. And you know when I'm not wanting? When I'm dancing. You know what this is about? This is about showing up. I show up. Week after week, year after year, I show up to dance. I'm there for my dance community. I'm there for myself. I'm there for my body. I'm there for my spirit. I'm there for my soul. I'm there to fall into love, to expand, to be there, to be, period. So that's something else I'm going to remind myself. It's not about your website. It's about showing up and dancing, which you're going to do, right? I've got my doubles at the campground Saturdays, and now I'll have Tuesday, Wednesday nights. So I'll have 4 classes through the summer. And then we'll see what happens after that. I'm going to trust life, like that illustration in my mind that made me feel good. It's it's just me. I'm not even carrying a purse, a phone. I'm not even sure if I had my glasses on. I might have been magooing it through life, trusting, and feeling free. I love you. Find freedom. Find feelings of freedom. Fiddle with your thoughts until they bring you ease. Fiddle with your thoughts until they bring you ease. If you need help, find me on Facebook or Instagram. My name is Amanda May with an E Carter. Just look me up. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow.